This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians kept up attacks on Israeli forces in Gaza cities on Sunday in a sign Hamas still maintains some control ahead of any potential truce, Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
At Israel's weekly cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said 17 of Hamas's 24 combat battalions had been dismantled. The rest, he said, were mostly in the southern Gaza Strip, including Rafah, which sits on the enclave's Egyptian border. The prospect of a push into Rafah has piled pressure on the hundreds of thousands of Palestinian civilians sheltering there, having fled their homes elsewhere. It also worries Cairo, which has said it will not admit any influx of Palestinian refugees in what it says is a bid to prevent any permanent dispossession.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday the United States plans to undertake further strikes after the killing of three U.S. troops by Iranian-backed militias last weekend. Saturday's strikes targeted 13 sites in Yemen the Houthis have used to attack Red Sea shipping, U.S. military officials said at the Pentagon. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Senegalese security forces used tear gas to disperse a small crowd that had gathered in the capital Dakar on Sunday to protest against the postponement of the February 25th presidential election. President Macky Sall announced on Saturday the vote would be delayed to an unspecified date due to a dispute over the candidate list. A move some opposition and civil society groups have denounced as an institutional coup.